very, very pleased to welcome my guests into the studio, Megan Crawley and Ben Newsome. Hello, good
Hello.
Morning.
Hi.
Good morning. I feel like I'm in the presence of something quite amazing here. It feels like I'm talking to the next generation of teachers of fame and the academy there.
Love it.
How long have we been going with this International Academy of Musical Theatre?
5 years now.
Five long years.
Five long amazing years.
Who decided to start it? Whose idea was it?
We worked together on a production of Rent and the Off West End many, many years ago, which Megan was producing, and I was a casting director in London at the time. And Megan approached me with this idea about teaching kids and creating a stage school. And then coming up to six, years later, we now have the International Academy of Musical Theatre.
Yeah, but it's quite difficult to set up a sort of thing from scratch.
I mean, so we've all got experience of teaching for quite many years. Like, I've taught at most of the colleges and stage schools around the UK.
Yeah.
Megan's taught in numerous areas around here, etc. So we just kind of put our knowledge and our talents together. We sat down, we wrote a course, you know, and it was learning as we go along as well. And like, many things have changed since we first started. Like, lessons we did when we first started, we no longer do, but we've adapted them to make new lessons. And, you know, seeing how kids adapt and kids grow, and then using that kind of information to create something new for them and exciting every single term and every single year, then creates what we've got now.
Because I think energy is the important thing, isn't it, when you're running a school like this? Because it's very easy to get stale, I guess, isn't it?
Well, it's just you've got to keep the energy up, because I say kids, you know, we have some people that are 18, 19, 20, 21 years old as well.
Yeah.
So I say kids because we go as young as four as well. If you go into a room and if you're tired and you're slow and you don't give that energy to them, then it picks up from the students as well. So you've got to go in with energy over time so they can pick up on that, and then they give you their energy at the same time.
Absolutely. Yeah. So whereabouts do you teach these lessons then?
So we're based at two locations at the moment.
Need to be a bit closer to the mic.
We're based at Magna Carta School in Staines, right, and also at St Jude's in Egham. So we have two locations that we currently run our academies, and also one-to-one singing and Lander lessons as well. So we do teach graded examinations in acting and musical theatre, which has been amazing. The results have been incredible, and the kids just get so much from doing that as well. And it's just wonderful, isn't it?
Just, you know, the favourite kind of part of it is seeing like the children grow and how, you know, we're talking about a certain young lady we've got at the moment who's been with us since the very beginning, and now she's in year 11, mm-hmm, and auditioning for drama schools, and seeing this young girl that came to us who was bullied, I think she had no confidence, and now she's so confident, energetic and full of life and loves coming to us every single week, and just seeing that and seeing the improvement is fantastic, really.
Well,
isn't
that's
it?
really good.
That's one example, but it's great seeing loads of them. Yeah,
yeah. And I mean, we've just been hearing on the news, haven't we, that about bullying and social media and things. And I think there's a tendency nowadays to stay in your bedroom and look at a screen. And actually, this is you're offering something that's always been there,
yeah,
but it's something that allows kids to grow in confidence, as you say,
and they make friends. Like it's so you see on social media, them posting like pictures and videos are more together, going out for dinner and cinemas and stuff, and all of a sudden these friendship groups are created because of the International Academy of Musical Theatre, because that's where they hang out. And we did an anniversary show in December. It was our 5th year anniversary show.
Yeah.
And we got a message, all of us, from one of the students at the end, saying that he looks forward to it every single week, and it's what keeps him going throughout the week, and how he gets through the bullying and through school by looking forward to being with his closest friends and his mentors.
Aww.
On Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, that's absolutely lovely.
It touched my heart. It was amazing. We rang each other. We're like, oh my God, have you just seen that message? And she cried down the phone.
So emotional.
I'm not surprised. Megan, you're from this area, aren't you?
Yes, so I grew up in Staines. I now live out in Hampshire in Basingstoke.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I grew up in Staines.
So did you go to stage school yourself?
Yes, so I went to a local school in Shepparton. And then, mm-hmm, after sort of doing my training, I decided that I wanted to go into teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of worked at different schools and just kind of got my experience and sort of figured out what I wanted in a school. And that was a big learning process for me. And it's really helped me from working with different teachers and different people over the years to kind of create something that is now, you know, really successful And we're just hoping to, you know, reach out to more people now and, you know, as you say, reach out to those that are struggling at school and give them...
create a safe place.
Yeah, and confidence building and, you know, all of these things that are so helpful, you know, even if you don't go into the industry, these skills
they help you in your
rest of your life.
Yeah, yeah. If you go into
many
the corporate
of them
world.
Do go into it. We've got a guy in Book of Mormon now. We had a guy play the lead in Fame, a guy play the lead in Greece, a guy just finished 12 Tenors Tour. We've got people at drama schools now in full three-year training, people that have graduated last year. Like
yes,
it's amazing seeing all these professionals.
That.
Yeah.
And what's so inspiring is that you two are quite young. You see, you're used to sort of thinking about stage schools and you think of some crusty old girl in the corner, you know, maybe I'm thinking about the 60s, 70s or whatever, where you had like dancing teachers and stage schools where they were quite ogre-like, really, weren't they? I mean, you got your legs slapped and all sorts of things.
I think it's a sign of the times that nowadays with the opportunities you can get with social media, etc., and the outreach that we never used to have years ago, you know, I'm working with producers now that are 19, 20 years old and they're working on West End productions as co-producers and you know, the producers of Dear Evan Hansen or Fame or Rock of Ages, etc., and they're like mid-20s, early 20s, where it used to be, as you just said, the old crusty old, I didn't say that, but it is the opportunity
next.
Is now available for younger people and like, with the school as well, like we have students that sometimes don't go into performing arts, but they use our kind of our training where we do shows in a week as well, where we put on an entire show in a week. It's mental, crazy week. Yeah, I know, full production show. But we have some of the students help us with the lighting, the get-ins, the get-outs, the staging,
set builds,
the set build, and it gives them other skills to go on and find other jobs in the future as well.
And also, not forgetting, of course, when you're sending them off to auditions and things. I mean, it's probably the first experience they've ever had of being knocked back, mm-hmm. Which we all get in life. But unfortunately, the way things are at the moment is that, you know, you're sort of like cushioned a little bit from this. And of course, real life is not like that.
Real life,
you do say next and you are on, you know, on an auditioning couch and you're told, no, you're not what we're looking for, whatever.
Well, we do casting workshops with them. I'm an ex-casting director in the West End, so
I literally
run professional castings with them where I give them a brief a few days beforehand of your audition for this, prepare this, and they come in on a Saturday, they get specific feedback of what they did wrong, what they did right, how they could improve. So when they do go to audition, like we've got an agency as well with the school, so the success of the agency comes from, they've already been, you know, not really, it's on mock auditions, but they go into their auditions not nervous, prepared.
They know what to expect.
And they know that, you know, I've got some pupils that I adore, but we do like a mock college audition once a year as well, and where I give them points for getting into the college, getting a recall for the college, getting a scholarship and not getting into the college. And, you know, we're very truthful. We're not here to lie to you. But we say, you didn't get in this time, but these are things you can work on. Come try again next year.
This is
and it's all the mock audition, yeah.
This is absolutely amazing. I mean, you are offering a sort of full package here. It's not just a school where you're teaching them. You're actually giving them the tools to prepare to go into.
Well, it's just
the
so important nowadays, because the more doors you have open for yourself in life, the more you work. If you limit yourself to like, I'm just a ballet dancer, I'm just an actor, rather than being, I'm an actor that can sing, I can dance, and I can build set on the side, or I can design websites or help with social media on a creative side. So all of a sudden you go and train, and these other doors you've opened for them, it gives them another income while they're auditioning, and you were part of opening those doors for them.
Fantastic. Yeah. So you teach in Egham and in Staines. Now, how I know at the moment you're offering these special scholarships. So I noticed on your website that you've got your scholarship, Megan.
Yes.
Which
so
you give. Tell us about it.
We have a principal scholarship, which is essentially Ben and I decide one student per year who deserves full funding. It might be a student that's been with us for 3 years and their financial circumstances have changed. It could be a brand new student who comes to us and they can't afford the fees, but they really show potential. Or it could be a student that has just shown outstanding commitment and we go, we really want to give you a scholarship so you can then afford to go and do other things as well as, you know, your Lambda or your singing lessons or whatever else.
Yeah.
So that's one of the scholarships we offer.
Right.
The second one we offer is our patron scholarship. So we recently got on board West End star Jodie Steele, who is currently starring in Six on tour.
She's incredible.
Yeah, she's amazing.
A lovely human as well.
Catherine Howard. And she's been in Heathers and all sorts, Legally Blonde.
She was also in Rent that Megan produced and I cast when we first met.
So she's now come on board as our patron, which has been wonderful. And, you know, a lot of the students really look up to her because she is just so inspiring as a person, but also as a performer. And she offers one full scholarship a year to a student who shows outstanding potential and commitment to the academy. And then we have the Matthew Golder Scholarship, which is one that is a little bit more difficult to talk about. We lost one of our wonderful students in 2018.
Yeah.
And from the loss, we spoke to his mum and dad and we decided to set up a scholarship in his name. So okay. His mum and dad and his family contribute to that yearly. And then any fundraising activities that we do all goes into that scholarship fund, which then can be used to pay for, you know, a singing lesson here or, you know, some uniform. And that one is really helping a lot of low income families who need the extra support and, you know, for the children who want to stay in those classes. So that one is that one's very close to our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
To a lot of the students who knew Matthew as well. It's always a difficult one to talk about.
It's always heartbreaking when a young chap or young lady loses their life like that. Yeah. So you've got these three scholarships and how do people, I mean, you organize who gets these scholarships, but I mean, how often do you give them? Every year or is
so
it?
So the principal scholarship is awarded on a yearly basis, mm-hmm. as is the patron scholarship. So we will swap that around every year to a new student. The Matthew scholarship is essentially a fund that is available throughout the year, depending on how much we've currently got in the fund. And then we can basically go, you know, parents can apply online and say, look, we're really struggling to pay for a new uniform, or we really need help with, you know, with this. And then we go through the applications and we just basically try and spread around that money as much as possible, to as many people as possible.
And as well as having these scholarships and setting people up for the West End, as you said, you do your own productions, don't you?
We do.
You,
yes.
Do you play these two audiences or is it just in-house?
Yes, yeah, to full audiences, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So do you do one a year or?
Two a year. So we've got two coming up this year. We've got the new British musical called Lift, which is really exciting. We're big fans of supporting British musicals and British musical theatre writers. And then in the summer, we have Rock of Ages.
Wow, that's a very young one, isn't it? The kids must like that.
It's just both of them, the music's great and they're both very different as well. Like one's more of an intimate, like closed venue, it's very small, gritty, nitty gritty. And the other one's Rock of Ages is more big, flashy, big ensemble. Mm-hmm. You know, so we try to choose different ones to kind of, just with the training in general, to give them more
variety.
Of a diverse.
And when you produce them and put them on, whereabouts are they? That they put on
varies really. We use a few different theatres. So we use the Riverside in Sunbury, but we use the small studio theatre, which is a wonderful space for, as Ben said, intensive group.
It makes you feel like you're in the show.
It's wonderful. We use the Magna Carta Theatre, the big space there at Magna Carta, quite a lot as well, don't we? We did Les Mis there and Rent and a few other big shows we've done there.
Yeah.
And then we use the Chiswick Playhouse up in London for our senior showcase. They perform up in London.
Crikey, that's almost a step closer to the West End, isn't it?
Yes, so that's our new sort of London showcase venue. We were at the Tristan Bates sort of prior to that, which has been a wonderful space up in the heart of London.
I know where Tristan Bates is,
So we use a few different areas. We've used pub theatres as well. We've used in Ealing, haven't we?
Yeah, it's important to take them out of their comfort zone sometimes.
Yes.
Because the more, if you keep repeating the same place you go to, you know, every single theatre space is different and they all bring their own challenges from lighting to tech.
Yes. I know I'm wary of the time now. We've been talking for about 20 minutes actually.
Oh, wow.
So how do people go about sort of getting in touch with you? That's the main thing.
So we offer free trial classes for everyone. We, you know, the most important thing is making sure that we're the right school for the student, because not every school is going to be the right school. So we offer a free trial class for any students who like to just come and meet us and see what we do and meet the other children.
We've got some great ones coming up.
And we've got some really good workshops coming up. We've got James and the Giant Peach for the juniors. We've got Fiddler on a Roof, 9 to 5, you know, all West End performers that have been in the shows.
Everyone's talking about Jamie, Aladdin.
To work with the students. students, which is always an incredible day. And they can get in touch with us via our website, via Facebook, Instagram, email, phone, and Twitter. Know,
and they're
ways.
Looking for IAMT, are they?
Yes.
Or,
so,
and, or they can put it all into the search engine,
yeah,
international.
All into the search engine, but our website Academy. Is www.theiamt.co.uk. That's the best way to get in touch.
Perfect.
With us.
It sounds very exciting. And if I was that age myself again, I'd be applying to you too to join. Thank you so much for coming in and
Thanks
seeing me.
Thank
and
so
good luck with all your ventures. And hopefully I'll get to see one of your productions as well. That'd
Amazing.
Be really
Brilliant.
Nice.
So
I'm going to finish with a bit of fame, actually. Hey. It had to be done, didn't it?